What kind of man or woman risked their lives for strangers? Eric Seaman of Murrieta, California, was 30. He had two children and was a U.S. Marine sergeant. His wife, Samantha Seaman, told CNN, "Last week I got an email telling me that he felt purpose and that he delivered 10,000 pounds of rice. And I know that right before he passed away, I know that he helped somebody." Sarah Medina was 23. She enlisted in the Marines just out of high school in Aurora, Illinois, and served in South Korea, South America, and Okinawa. She liked to travel. Corporal Medina's father, Louis Medina, told the Daily Herald, "She'd like to help other people find a better future." Dustin Lucas Savage was a pilot from Wilcox, Nebraska, married with a daughter and another child on the way. He's the Marine captain you might have seen in news interviews explaining how their Huey helicopter threaded through steep mountain trails in Nepal to bring rice and tarpaulin, food and shelter, to small shattered villages in the wake of this month's earthquake and aftershocks that have killed more than 8,000 people. Christopher Norgren was 31, from Wichita, Kansas, also a Marine captain and a pilot, who sent instant messages to his mother on Mother's Day after she said she was worried. "I'm not really worried about danger, Mom," his mother says he wrote back. "That's what I signed up for. Just looking forward to helping people." Sergeant Mark Johnson was the helicopter's crew chief. He was 29, from Altamonte Springs, Florida, loved camping and surfing, and his mother told the Orlando Sentinel that after three overseas deployments, and with a wife and two children, he thought about leaving the Marines for a job in security. Lance Corporal Jacob Hugg was from Phoenix. He turned 22 in Nepal while delivering food, medicine, and shelter. His Uncle John told the Arizona Republic he needed money for college and wanted to see the world. He wanted to be a Marine, John Hugg said. That's what he wanted, and there was no talking him out of it. Two Nepalese soldiers, Tupendra Rawal and Basanta Titara, also died when the U.S. Marine helicopter they were riding to bring food and shelter to those who were hungry and cold crashed last week. This weekend, their deaths and lives remind us that anyone who puts on a military uniform is in harm's way. At a time of life when many people network, these men and women worked. They didn't just build careers. They gave service.